There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your air, on your mind that you'd like to talk about, that was a Freudian slip, on your air that you'd like to talk about, no, on your mind, then we'll put you on the air. See, it's a little complicated. My, every once in a while, my mouth gets ahead of my head, although the other happens as well. So we're talking about, we're actually ostensibly talking about the Brian Williams story. And do you think he'll ever get back, he'll ever be offered the job again, Trevor?
Oh, that's hard to say. I mean, it's tough when a guy kind of cuts his legs out from under him in terms of credibility, you know.
Especially what do you think, if you were betting, what would you say?
I would bet not. I mean, maybe come back in some kind of variety or entertainment capacity, but not maybe as a hard news kind of guy.
Well, I mean, and apparently the head of the news division is a personal friend, because everybody else is saying not going to happen. But I mean, and apparently that was his notion, is that he was going to, you know, take over for Jimmy Fallon or something. But I mean, and he was okay as a newsman. I don't know how he'd work as, you know, I mean, it's kind of like, well, the metaphor I was going to use is unfair and kind of faintly pejorative, and I didn't mean it to be. It's from the old Mary Tyler Moore show, and it said, when a donkey can fly, you don't ask how long he's been aloft. So, you know, when a newsman can make a joke, you don't sort of question his credentials. You're just impressed that he could do that. But that's not the same as being a stand-up comedian or hosting a show.
Yeah.
So, no, I think he's probably done. But,
probably.
But, which is really not the issue. Although the issue of credibility certainly does come into this, about where do you get your... Because when we're talking about news, you're really talking about information. You're talking about information on several different levels. You're talking about information in your neighborhood. I mean, look, you're talking about something as basic as the weather, how the sports teams are doing, what the level of violence or nonviolence is in your neighborhood, what traffic, what the news stories are that should be of interest to you, whether there's an international situation you should know about, whether there are conditions at the airport that are going to slow you down, not to mention, I suppose what movies you should see, which we'll talk about later in the program. The point is that you go, at least historically, we went for information about not only our immediate surroundings, but our larger context, our neighborhood, our city, our state, our country, and then our world. And the point is, if you don't trust the people that are telling you stuff, then it's not data anymore. It's just opinion. An opinion, you might as well ask your next-door neighbor. Or your Aunt Matilda.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, and I'm not sure that any of us look. In fact, one of the stories that we've got going today is that millennials don't trust anybody. Basically, they don't trust news. They don't trust government. Apparently, they trust the military. All right, I'll do that story in a while. We'll look at that a little bit more carefully. But they're basically, they've grown up not trusting anybody. So the question is, where do people get their information? Because news, in theory, is information. All right, so what are they saying?
All right, Bruce says, NPR and various local, national, and worldwide news websites. I have not watched network TV news in decades, really.
Okay, yeah, and he's certainly much more the rule than the exception. And in the old days, I mean, you never went to bed before you checked out the news, which always seemed to me to sort of look at the death and destruction and deviousness, is that enough D's, before you, and then try to go to sleep? I don't think so. But and a lot of people moved, a number of cities moved their news till 10 o'clock with the idea of people going to bed earlier, I guess. All right, so he's saying NPR.
Mm-hmm. Jeff says, almost exclusively from podcasts in the Economist audio edition, which I listen to while walking my dog. Multitasking, which is cool.
Well, but that's information about a specific area. It's not necessarily what's going on in the rest of the world, it seems to me.
Right.
But that's interesting, isn't it? And I think that's part of it, too, is that people are interested in segmented kinds of information.
Yeah.
Rather than,
you know, only what
than a general world. One of the giveaway papers here has a section, I think, on around page 6 that says what you need to know. And it's got, like, the 3 or 4 stories that they think are the most important, that your takeaways. And one of them actually was the frozen pizza story, which I thought was a little silly, number one, although it does give some sense about the dumbing down of criminals, thank goodness. But it was one of 4 stories, and we covered it yesterday, so it was already not only was it frozen pizza and stupid, but it was stale. So, you know, it's an interesting notion of where you get your information, and there are people who... I was trying to remember who I was talking to a couple of years ago. I think it was somebody who had family in Cuba, and they felt that we were getting such a distorted view of what was going on. And I said, well, but we you know, where are we going to get the information? Because basically, and this is the old days where there were the 3 networks, that they all got their information from the same place. And even if you said, well, we sent reporters to Cuba or to Afghanistan or to Iraq or to Germany or to wherever we're sending reporters, that basically, if you know, reporters tend to hang out together and share stories together and share information together. And they may get, like I was at the Democratic Convention 1 year in San Francisco, and people... first of all, one of the things about conventions for both Republicans and Democrats is nothing happens during the day, right? They're just nothing. So people were interviewing, and of course most reporters are working during the day, so they were doing things like interviewing the shoeshine guy. And it's not like that one person was interviewing the shoeshine guy, but there was like a lineup of 10 people, 10 reporters trying to interview the shoeshine guy because it was the only person around, and everybody thought, well, it's at least a different angle, except it was everybody's different angle. So the idea that we're getting unfiltered information, I think, is naive, to say the least. And I'm not even sure what we would do with unfiltered information. But I don't even know that we have access to it unless you're right there. And then even then, it's like being a traffic cop, right? One of the things that you know if there's a cop directing traffic, is everything's going to be screwed up because they don't have enough of a perspective. They can't see far enough in any direction to actually help the traffic flow. So things are going to get screwed up. Metaphor. Okay, let's go and see what other people are saying about news.
Okay, Mike says the BBC and various national/international sources.
Well, yeah, I think to a certain extent that probably is more, by definition, a broader perspective than anything here. But it also depends on who's covering it and whether somebody's an ally and whether they've got feet on the ground. It's a good point. All right, keep going.
All right, Kiana says, the same way I did before, newspapers delivered to my house every morning. As long as it lasts, right?
I was going to say, yeah, you know, you may want to, the newspapers, if you notice, have gotten smaller. I think, wasn't there, that in New York at one point there was like 35 dailies at one point? I mean, they're a huge number. And now there's basically 2 and then 2 giveaways. Well, there's 3. I mean, there's the Post, the News, and the Times. And then there's the Metro and AM. And the Metro and AM, I think, have a larger circulation than all the rest of them put together, but they're free. So they're completely ad-based. There's no subscription. The newspapers are going digital. It's just too expensive. And God bless you. I'm sure that they send you a thank you note every month with your newspaper. Thank you for being a subscriber.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, Felicity says, with small children at home, I don't have time for TV news very often, so I rely on Facebook or my coworkers to give me the latest updates. Kind of a risky.
Yeah, so remember, it's like gossip in high school.
Yeah.
You whisper in somebody's ear. Yeah. And obviously, by definition, you're going to only get what they think is important, which means not only is somebody filtered it before it got to your friends, but your friends are then filtering it before it gets to you. And they're passing it along. Not only was a filter in place, but a slant is in place. What they think is important, what they think is interesting, what they think might be interesting to you. You see, trying to get reliable information is very challenging. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Chris, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, great discussion today about news. I was really thinking about that and wondered about if at some point if the national half-hour evening newscast might some way go away because sometime in the future go away because the local stations, you know, across the country, I mean, you can read on their website and on their local newscast, they talk about Baltimore and a lot of national stories.
Yeah.
So you don't really need the Brian Williams or Scott Pelley or David Muir or any of the evening news hosts as much as you might have 30 years ago because of the internet and because the local stations are doing more of those stories already. I mean, and the other thing is radio news. I mean, top of the hour, I listen to AM 800 CKLW, and they have local news at the top of the hour, but they definitely talk about things going on in the U.S. and in Canada, of course. And so it's local people, local readers, basically local news readers, reading both local and national stories.
Yep. Yeah, I think your point is well taken. My guess, Chris, is that it's going to matter a whole lot less about the stories and the content of the stories than it is advertising dollars.
Sure.
As long, because as I'm sure you're aware, that traditionally the news has made a lot of money for stations. That it allows that, as I said, I think 60 Minutes is the most profitable program on the air. And so But as you point out, as it used to be an hour news, that the news at the hour, the national news was an hour, and as you point, it's now a half hour shared with local stations.
Right.
And as anchors, as that whole question of anchors goes away, that, I mean, the anchor is the person who gets paid a huge amount of money. Everybody else gets paid much less commensurately. So it'll be an interesting question. If at some point it's no longer lucrative, if people, for example, will watch the let's say that the news comes on in your area at, well, more and more at 10.
Right.
But let's
yep.
say, so at 10 and at 10:30 when they switch over to network news, people are turning off their stations so that they can't sell the advertising time. It'll go away.
Right. Or even more, I mean, like here, you got news from 5 to 6:30 in the evening, and then from 6:30 to 7 is the national, like, CBS mm-hmm. or ABC. The other thing is, you know, obviously those half-hour news stories, the reports are brief. I mean, one of the national news shows that I actually do like is the PBS News Hour because it is more in-depth. It is still an hour long, and they do interviews, and they do a lot more in-depth coverage and reporting than a half hour where you're trying to do, you know, 7 or 8 stories in that time frame with commercials.
At least that many, sure.
Yeah.
And the idea being that and what the content is, I mean, as you say, the PBS, because in theory it's not advertiser-driven, although that's not completely true.
Right. Underrated, you know, sure.
That's the kind of fiction. But that the idea being that people want, or the assumption is that people want little, they have very short attention spans, and what they want is, you know, just the facts, man, just the facts, even though, as we're talking about, the news has become less and less factual. And if you think about it, that the weather, the sports, and weather and sports in particular take up usually half the broadcast, right?
Oh, sure, sure.
So you're talking about something that you can get on your phone in terms of weather.
Right.
In terms of sports, I've never understood why sports get so much time, because if you're interested in it, you'll watch the event, and if you're not, all you care about is the score. But if you think about it, most of it's highlights and scores. So,
right.
Yeah, the news is taking up less the factual stuff. And as I said, I have friends who are not Americans and not Canadians either, that they're European, and they think that we are so insular that we only really care about things that are happening in our country. We don't care about things that are happening in the rest of the world except, you know, in passing glance. And if you think about it, even we've got 5,000 people in Nepal who are gone. Who are,
exactly.
And it's not, you know, and that's not the major news story. Now, whether it should or should not be, whether Baltimore, the front page of all the papers around here are not even the Baltimore protests, it's the protests supporting the Baltimore protests.
Right.
And which, you know, and look, it's not that I'm not suggesting that we have a problem, and that although the one of the interesting things about Baltimore is, why did it happen when it happened? Because the event happened, what, a couple weeks ago, and there have been basically a week of calm, and why now? And see, my perspective is, as I share it, and hopefully not too cynical a fashion, is you're much more likely to have a protest when the weather's good. Because
oh,
who wants to be out in the rain or the cold?
Of course.
Because there's the timing of the protest was what was interesting for me as much as anything. And as I said, my heart was broken with looking at that picture of the empty stadium. I just think that
yeah.
is such a breakdown of trust and commitment and what it means to be community. So, you know, I think the news is part of it.
Oh,
you know, it really is.
Well, the other thing, too, and I think you mentioned it earlier, and this will be my final point, but, you know, people, it's a lot easier today than it was, say, 30 years ago,
yep.
to watch news that fits your perspective.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Whether it's Fox News, MSNBC, you know, whichever political
Or NPR, and
sure,
that you're gonna watch what supports your sensibility, your politics.
Sure.
As opposed to trying to find, because my deal is always keep your friends closer and your enemies closer.
Oh, of course.
You know, you need to know what's going on with the people that with whom you do not share a point of view, because otherwise you're sticking your head in the sand and only listening.
Right.
And you're right. I think we've become not politically, emotionally, societally, financially. We stick with people who are like us as opposed to being curious or intermingling. As I said, it's one of the things that I'm so proud of you guys about doing. And I've been bragging on you for the last week about the fact that we could have an intelligent, passionate, but civilized discussion about welfare with people being completely opposed to one another, but listening to one another. And hopefully bunches of you are going to participate in the week experiment that starts tomorrow about living on $6 a day
right.
to experience what it is. And I've already had I'm not going to talk about it until tomorrow because we're going to be talking about it for the better part of a week.
Sure.
But I am so proud of you guys for sort of doing that. As opposed to just sticking with somebody who agrees with your point of view. I am thrilled with you guys because you'll call up and argue with me. And you don't yell at me and you don't say that I'm anti-American or stupid or ignorant or anything. You'll just call up and say, well, what about this? And we have discussions about things. And it's not even that we're trying to change each other's mind as much as trying to share ideas and understand where the other person's coming from. And there's not much of, and I'm not sure exactly what happens here, because in theory, that's not what we do here. What I, you know,
right.
what I do here is help you guys focus on how to make your life run better. But on a more global level, that's how we're going to make the country better, is listening to one another and sort of sorting through what it is that's important to one another and figuring out how we're going to work that out so everybody gets something that they want, not everything, but something that they want. And the fact that it's happening here as opposed to someplace else is never ceases to amaze me. But listen, it happens where it happens, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic show, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Chris. 855-99-DR-JOY. Who knew? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking about where you get your news source, and that it's not a trivial question, because where you get your news, in theory, is where you're going to get your information, how you're going to form your ideas, who you might vote for, what your perspective is going to be, whom you trust, what sponsors, what products you buy. I mean, it's going to determine a lot. And what we know is that fewer and fewer people are listening to even the big four, certainly the big three. 15 years ago, that the big three covered, I think, 98% of the population, and at any particular time, that 90-some percentage of the population was watching one of those three channels. Now, I think it's under 50%. So I'm not to think about your business dropping off by 50%. I mean, it's huge. And most people are not watching the news anymore, and where people are getting their information. One of the things you mentioned, Trevor, is that your friends are getting their news from Facebook.
Yes, it seems more and more common that people are just kind of letting things trickle in via Facebook and just kind of, oh, did you see this on Facebook? Did you see that on Facebook? Kind of interesting.
Which is somebody else's opinion and somebody else's notion, not to mention it may or may not be accurate.
Exactly.
I mean, it's one thing to get, you know, to get a text to, like, my phone is set up so I get CNN alerts, right? Or ESPN mm-hmm. alerts. Or, but that's something from a news organization. That's from Aunt Matilda.
Exactly.
And it may be your Aunt Matilda's Aunt Matilda, Aunt Matilda. I mean, who knows where it came from?
Yep.
Wow. It's like gossip. It's like
it's exactly
we played
like gossip
in elementary school, just whispering to somebody's ear. Not to mention, I don't know about your phone, but my phone self-corrects to the extent, and it, so it's always sort of changing words. And occasionally, the letter that it's changed changes the complete meaning what it meant.
Oh, yes. Yep.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
I don't know how it's that smart to be able to take whatever my meaning is and completely distort it. It's amazing.
Exactly.
All right. So let's hear where else people are getting their information.
I have someone who is just kind of offering up a comment. Margaret is saying she never watched Brian Williams. His views were slanted. I want to hear the factual news, not an anchor's biased opinion.
So where did she go for factual news?
She didn't say.
She doesn't say. Aunt Matilda.
Exactly.
What is Aunt Matilda?
All right. Tony, though, says, I rely on several sources for local and world news. Never watched Williams or any other network news shows.
Say that again.
Okay. I rely on several sources for local and world news.
Okay.
Never watched Williams or any other network news shows. So diversify, I guess.
Well, so several news. So it doesn't say what the several is. That's
yeah,
what confused me.
Yeah, exactly.
So several other than Bry or any other network news. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Al Jazeera, BBC. A lot of people, listen, if I are going to watch news, you need to know what, as I said, you hold your friends close and your enemies closer. You need to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Anne says, NYTWAPO, some TV local newspapers. Sounds like it must be local kind of syndicate.
What is it? NYT.
Yes, oh, New York Times. New York Times.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Washington Post, and then some TV local news. Gotcha.
And what?
Washington Post and some TV local newspapers.
Okay. Well, clearly, I mean, I'm not sure that anybody would view those as necessarily objective, but at least they're covering, I guess, different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're not even looking at who determines what stories are not only covered, but what stories lead. And you know, the joke was, when I was in California, and I was much more associated with news than I am here, is if it bleeds, it leads. And if you can pet it, get it. And there's clearly a bias about, because they would look at what stories got the most viewership. If it bleeds, it leads.
Yep, exactly.
Which gives us a completely distorted view of the world. Because we're assuming that this is happening all the time. I'll tell you one of my two really upsetting news stories. One is when I worked in San Francisco, we didn't have a news person, so I would just cover the news at night, and it was rip and read. It would just go down next door to the TV station, take the AP and the UPI, and just take the teletype and to make sure that there wasn't anything going on that I needed to know about. And in one night, I went down to rip and read, and both of them reported a story of a six-alarm fire across the street from where I was working. I mean, I just knew the address. So I did the obvious thing. I opened the door and looked out. There was no fire. There was nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I mean, this was just one of those weird situations where the story at that moment said, there's a fire going on here. There was no fire. And there was never a retraction about it. It was just completely wrong. If I hadn't opened the door, I mean, I would never have reported the story without opening the door. But I'm one of those people who needs two or three sort of references before I report anything. So that was number one. There was never retraction. There was never anything else. There was never why, you know, a misprint in the address or nothing. There was just six alarm fire was not there. I'm just trying to remember what the other story I was going to tell you was about the news. I'll think of it in a minute. But, I mean, the point being that that it matters who thinks the story is important and what the story is and how accurate it is. And, I mean, my own experience with it was during the blackout right after September 11th, that I think it was November, and I was on the air for like 36 hours, and they were saying it was a terrorist attack. And I said, I'm not going to report it as that until, and it turned out not to have been, I'm not going to do it until I get two non-affiliated sources that will confirm it. And I wouldn't do it. And I was one of the few people, and they said, well, no, you have to say this. And I said, there's no indication that that's what's going on. But there is kind of a rush to judgment. There is a rush to cover it first. And, of course, I mean, you can say, well, I have an easier job because I'm not primarily news, which is absolutely the case. But still, being careful what you tell people, because once it's out there, it's out there. And retractions, as you hear from the fire story, are seldom printed. Nobody pays much attention to them. And your credibility, not to mention people behave based on what they believe to be true. Okay. Oh, I know what the other story was. I was in San Francisco during the earthquake. I know I'm a Typhoid Mary. What you should do is check what my travel schedule is and make sure you're never in the same city I am. Because it's one of those things that just happens. And I watched the coverage because I was down at the shelter. Sort of just dealing with people because I was on book tour and they wanted to send me to a spa and I said, no, this is the city I lived in and loved and I need to be there to help. And so I was in San Francisco running the shelters for a couple of days. And at night I'd be exhausted and go back and they'd show the same footage over and over again. The same thing happened with September 11th. They would show the same footage over and over and over again. And without saying that it was old footage. So you'd think if you weren't paying much attention, and people were very emotional and very bleary-eyed and tired and upset, so you're not paying a whole lot of attention that you might ordinarily pay. But it was the same picture over and over and over again, and the event wasn't happening over and over again. It only happened once. And that kind of thing, and so I kept saying to people, turn off the television. And I'll even tell people, hopefully not during my program, but turn off the radio, that if what you're hearing is upsetting you and there's nothing you can do about it, don't listen to it. Why would you do that to yourself? So, all right, keep going.
Okay, Sue Lynn says, I love, love, love Lester Holt. Sorry, but I don't miss Brian Williams. Lester is much more real. I hope NBC keeps him in that slot.
Yeah, there is some question about that because he's the first sort of single anchor African-American.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right, finally we have Connie with...
And his ratings, the interesting thing is his ratings aren't quite as good as Brian Williams, but everybody expected a catastrophic drop-off because Brian Williams was fairly well-known as he was one kind of the superstars, and and there has been a little bit of deterioration, but not much.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that says something.
Yeah, right. Okay, finally, Connie says, I watch RT, Watching the Hawks, Tom Hartman, Democracy Now!, Chris Hayes on MSNBC. That is where I always get my news and some local news on 4.
Okay. But again, I mean, it would seem to me one of the things that all of us should do just out of either academic curiosity or academic credibility is watch the people with whom we don't agree. Because we need to hear what the opposite side is. We don't have to agree with it. But to not know it is a huge disadvantage on a whole bunch of different levels. It means that you're completely unaware of what other people are thinking. And it does tend to promote this notion of separatism that I think is, whether we're talking about Baltimore, we're talking about an election, we're talking about the Congress, we're talking about a budget, that notion that somehow it's my way or the highway is not consistent with democracy. It's really not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm going to start with a small movie, so then I'll get to the last the Avengers at the end. Okay, so you'll stay tuned for the entire thing. All right, Far from the Madding Crowd. All right, based on the Thomas Hardy novel. Now, remember that they made it in 1967 with Julie Christie and Terrence Stamp. So, all right, so now we're doing a new one with Carey Mulligan, Matthias Schoenaerts, Michael Sheen, and Tom Sturridge. All right, here's the story. In Victorian England, the independent, headstrong Bathsheba Everdeen attracts three very different suitors: Gabriel Oak, a sheep farmer; Frank Troy, a reckless sergeant; and William Baldwin, a prosperous and mature bachelor. I mean, this is kind of fun. Carey Mulligan is an interesting actress to watch. I thought Michael Sheen was terrific in this, because he plays a man who has great dignity. I mean, it's kind of, if you like period pieces, I mean, it's a great love story, right? You'll like it, all right? It's I don't know how well it's going to do. It's certainly an alternative to Ultron. Iris is a wonderful documentary about Iris Apfel. And, I mean, the interesting thing about this is that she's a woman of a certain age, and she's very stylish, and she's very smart. And, I mean, it's just a fun... They're women of a certain age who have a certain... She's obviously incredibly wealthy. Make sure you stay for the whole movie because you'll see her hoard. But she is, I mean, she's a woman of great style and great opinion. And the filmmaker, Albert Mails, died just after he finished this one. But and now the idea is that older models are now in vogue. Couldn't happen to a better group of people. So I thought that was great fun. One of the better titles, although I seem to be the only one of my group who can remember it, is The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. This is... It's Swedish. It's the most popular movie that's ever been made in Sweden, ever. It's adorable. It is subtitled. After living a long and colorful life, Alan Carlson finds himself stuck in a nursing home on his 100th birthday. He leaps out a window and begins an unexpected journey. This is kind of Zelig Swedish style. He runs into Harry Truman and Joseph Stalin. I just thought this was a delight. It's so unexpected. I think you'll get a real kick out of it. Far From Men was at Tribeca. Actually, 100-Year-Old Man was at Tribeca as well. This stars Viggo Mortensen, Rita Katib. It's basically Viggo is the only name or face that you're going to recognize. A French teacher in a small Algerian village during the Algerian War forms an unexpected bond with a dissident and is then ordered to turn him into the authorities. I mean, Viggo has always been a hunk and doesn't really talk very much. It's not a cheery movie, but it's interesting. And especially from a guy who kind of is a movie star. And, you know, I mean, this was obviously a project he cared enormously about. Interesting. It'll do okay on DVD. It's not going to make any money in the theaters. All righty. The big movie of the week. Avengers Age of Ultron, 141 minutes, yes, that's 2 hours, it's actually 2 hours and 23 minutes, I think. This is Joss Whedon's directorial debut, and he says he's not going to do any more. There are 11 principal characters. As far as I'm concerned, that's part of the problem. Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, so we've got The Archer, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor. We've also got Natasha, who's Scarlett Johansson. I'm trying to think who else. We've got, Mark Renner, Jeremy Renner is the Archer. Too many characters. When Tony Stark tries to jumpstart a dormant peacekeeping program, things go awry and it's up to the Avengers to stop the villainous Ultron from enacting his terrible plans. The plot is completely unintelligible. The opening sequence is kind of fun, because they always are for Marvel Comics. It's very noisy. I literally put earplugs in. It doesn't make any sense. There are too many characters. It's like everybody comes up and does their little thing for a minute and then goes away. And the idea is that they're competitive with one another. And you lose any sight of what the goal is here or what... it's a mess. They threw everything in the kitchen sink. And it turns out the Archer has another life, and I'm not going to give away any of the plot points. But And I'm not going to give away a couple of the characters who I've not mentioned because that gives away, you know, spoiler alert. It will make a gazillion dollars. It's made $1.5 billion globally. But you have to also remember that Fast and Furious made $1 billion in a month. So will this undoubtedly be the number one movie. Lots of people are going to go see it. I thought Winter Soldier was much better. I thought the first Iron Man was much better. I thought this was disappointing. I thought it was too noisy. It was too many characters. There was no real cohesive plot. There are things keep blowing up. There are scenes where you can't even figure out who's fighting whom. There are a couple of little sort of throwaway silly comments. And Robert Downey Jr. still does kind of anchor the entire franchise with his sort of kind of asides. There's no Pepper in this one. Gwyneth Paltrow is missing in action. Mark Ruffalo, I guess, has a bigger part here. There's kind of a love story. I don't know. Thor has to worry about the balance of his hammer. I mean, I don't. This one didn't work for me. You can hear. I mean, I was looking forward to it. I mean, I kind of like these kind of movies. They've certainly become the franchise. And as I said, it'll be the number one movie. But I was actually kind of disappointed in it, to be quite honest. Not my favorite of the Marvel franchises. And apparently, this is Josh's last one. He's apparently Anthony and Joe Russo are going to do Avengers Infinity War, which are the next two chapters. Okay, so we even think, I don't think it was really Josh's fault on this one. I just think that there was, you know, that many characters. They just jammed everything in. It's just not cohesive at all. But that's not going to stop it from making a gazillion dollars and being the number one movie of the week. But if you're actually wanting to go see one of the other movies, if you really are looking for something that makes some sense, Far From the Madding Crowd is romantic. Iris is entertaining. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared is thoughtful and has a completely different take on old age. So lots of things to see. More information at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.